I was born here in this very house about the 7th day of February 1931. And then I was, the only school I ever got to was the Quandle School. And I left in 1945 when I was 14. And I've been up at the land all the time for then. And for 1949, I've been working up at my own account. And then through the end of the 60s, I got the chance of some more ground. So we've been bigging up and a lot more than we had when we started. When I was young, we used to thrash our corn and we would go to the Quandle Mill with bear and we would get it ground there and that was our staple diet, I would say. I got bear milk bread and milk for my supper every night and if I didn't like it, then my mother might slip it in a spoon for Ovaltine in it. And it made it just a pretty bit better, but it didn't seem to hurt us. We're all gone yet. We milk it out of the milk and cow. Summer and winter, and there were no colour then and no pasteurising or nothing, and we had never heard it a bit of us. So some of this modern day stuff is maybe worse than what it was at that time. You just took a grain of stray and sat under the milk bucket, and we had a creepy at bed of the buyer and milk at the cool morning and night. That's just the way it may spoken. That's the way we're fucked back and it's still going yet. I suppose I'm maybe one of the last things, but I'm the oldest thing new in Quandle. At the male side, there might be 12 women, it's a pretty bit older than me, but I'm the oldest male at this in Quandle.